people are willing to help, but not willing to share the vision of the place.
But that's it. We're not asking you. Not asking you to join the club, right? I mean,
well, a little bit, you know, like we you're asking us to rent the room to grow a garden and to share the, you know, like it's almost being, I almost feel like you're sacrificing the lodge for us to stay overnight because you feel like it's a luxury to have us stay overnight in the lodge. Well, for me, it's saying, well, I don't want to drive back home to come help you the next day, so it's better if I stay here and wake up at 8 or 9 and be here. Because I know if I go back home, then my wife and my family and blah, 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 because my life is not here. It's over there. So you can charge $70 to a guy who wants to enjoy the place, but I'm not here to enjoy the place. I'm here to help you out. So how does the whole, it's like if you come to my place and I'm says, okay, well, you know, I'm going to charge you $10 to put your tent up. You know, we're still in that figuring out how we're going to help each other out to move forward.
When we're with you, that was, that's
the beer is the paying me. You're paying me with beer.
Not
with room.
No.
Because I can't afford beer anymore.
But if...
it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's like for you.
I brought them all. Oh, yeah, I saw that. But in the case of, like, gosh, I've never charged you here, but say when I heard Eve was looking for a place, I'm telling, well, you know, if we have rooms for rent, now, if it's something where, like, Eve needs to be fed and stuff like that, those costs we incorporate into, like...
Well, actually, I didn't need a place. Like, I'm just willing to volunteer to do some volunteer work somewhere.
Yeah.
See? And because I already have my apartment down in Oxbury, and the government's paying for it, and I've got no problem with that right now.
But
well, we're trying to find people to come here too.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in and say, well, I don't really know that many people, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, like I used to 10 years ago. But I got a kid, and I got out of that fucking picture 10 years ago because...
Anyways, we just started talking about that today, too. When discussing the lodge, I hadn't really thought about that.
Stroll thought about it.
Stroll thought about it, yes.
Stroll's idea is that at least when we come, and we... Nobody's using it. Like, the last people who used it was us. You know, so at least when we come and help, like right now, we could sleep in it, take care of it, you know, even if there's
next
no water.
Tomorrow morning, we'd be willing to work and do
like
something
like you do with
it.
Yours, you know, but yours is yours. Ours would not be ours because we're trying to maintain it so when you rent it, you don't have to clean it and make sure everything works because we already took care of that.
Yeah, well, anyways, and I was thinking that might be something that's like...
But that's the thing, you know, like
if it's
broken, maybe we should repair it.
Well,
if it's broken for us, it's broken for everybody else.
I'm missing one of these.
Oh, okay.
I have one more of these.
But see, that's a different discussion than, say, if Eve was looking, hypothetically, if you were looking for a place, right? Because if we're looking for tenants, then there's a different thing. For you guys, it's different. Like, it's all like figuring out, okay, what the arrangement would be. And yes, having you guys over, I'd be, like if it's a few nights in a week where, okay, you need a place so you don't have to commute, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll put you up, and then if you're going to...
I've been in construction for 23 years, and my first evaluation is here. I can be in construction here for the next 23 years. You know, there's no problem with that. It's not the lack of work, you know, but it's the overall goal. Do we have the overall goal? I don't think so. Like, he wants to live in the woods. I want to live in the woods. I'm not sure. Luke doesn't talk that much.
I mean, I want both. I want an apartment downtown, and I want to camp in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean,
the woods is nice. It's just like eating herbs and grass is nice.
What?
A couple of days a week.
Oh, that's it. But not 7 days a week. I'm going to miss my electronic.
I like it. I just finished watching garbage TV. I like watching, occasionally watching the CSIs.
Yeah. But that's the balance, right?
I mean, up on the,
you know,
TV.
There's some people who will, you know, more wilderness or more city, or here it's kind of the fusion of the two. But Jacques, the long term here is like, this is kind of the middle ground between wilderness and the city. This is a way of introducing people, of deprogramming them from, you know.
But people don't want to be deprogrammed.
A lot of them.
Trust me.
People
who are open-minded are open-minded.
Yeah.
People who are not open-minded, they will not turn.
No, but they need a gate.
People who don't want to get deprogrammed because they're
in the gas reduction goes down and they can't feed their family, then they'll open their mind. But right now, there's no fucking. I know. I've been in the business of trying to open their minds for the last 20 years. And they don't.
No, I'm not.
It's the same argument. Like, you're lucky because you're grown up with a family that are open-minded. My family are closed-minded. It's an argument. Every time I go see my mom, I have to shut up. My dad says, if you're going to come to my house, you have to shut up from now on. Right? So that's pretty hard because I see him fucking shooting toxic on the grass. You know, and I says, well, I don't want to come here anymore because I don't want my kids to walk on your grass. It's like, what do you mean? So, well, you're spreading fucking disease, cancer, you know, like, oh, you're fucking extremist. He calls me, my dad calls me an extremist. And it's like, what the fuck?
But that's the thing, is like, we're not here to try and convert people. That's not what we're about. We're just...
No, we should give the example.
We are the...
No, but you're about... sharing with open mind.
But that's it. We're broadcasting.
If there was that much open mind, you'd be making a fortune.
No.
Not.
We know it's a rare thing. That's why we're here. Yeah. This isn't a profit. Because that's the thing. If we were in for profit, then, I mean, we're in the wrong business because it is a niche that, unfortunately, the large percentage of the people are kind of sheep. But we still want to be there for people who can think outside the box. Otherwise,
I've been alive for 40 years, and outside the box, I've met you, I've met Al. Steve has been outside the box, and nobody understands him, you know? So we're trying to understand him.
But there's so many. There's one, two, three, five people here that are outside the box.
And they're still not in the same box.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to be
in the same
box.
No. Well, yeah, we do. If we want to work together, we got to at least have the same...
On my profile, it says, freedom doesn't exist when we all think alike. Freedom exists when we all agree to let people think.
You could say, well,
I brought my chicken along. Do you mind if I have sex with my chicken in front of you? Would that bother you? And I would say, well, it's not my thing, and I don't think you should be doing it in public, but I don't judge you about it. So,
and I would say, no, get the fuck out of my land. If you're going to fuck a chicken, get out the fuck my land. I don't want to see you fucking chicken. That's my own right.
Yeah. No, it's your right.
Yeah.
That's like an extreme. I was making an extreme.
Yeah, I know. I am making an extreme, too.
Yeah,
I'm following your conversation.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, when you... It's not never people that are thinking alike are not thinking. Because like all I'm doing is I'm acquiescing to you for
they're not. I'm sad to say, like Bonnie's thing was trying to change Oxbury, and nobody wants to
change Oxbury.
Well, it's the whole fucking world. Nobody wants to change in North America. Like everybody, everywhere else, they all want to change, but they have no empowerment, so it's not changing.
So that's why here. But for now, we can own our own land and do what we want to a certain degree.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But
that's my point.
We
need an englobing vision of saying that's where we're driving for.
Yeah.
What you told me. Make a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan. Right now, I'm up to my my 40-year plan, and I'm still up to my 60-year plan.
Oh, is that do it incrementally.
I'm still there.
My life plan, in a nutshell, is do what I want and be with people that I like and collaborate with their projects too that I like. Like, I like music, so I'll jam with these guys. I like what you're doing, so I'll help you out.
Yeah.
You're helping me out, so it's not like we're not a formal, and I never want to be like, okay, in 5 years we have to make this plateau.
Because you don't know, you're now president of La Ligne Verte. We didn't tell you, but you're it. You got to drive for it.
Oh, I mean, but that's it. There's good
for
projects.
Me, I'm just going to sue the fucking city saying, hey, listen, I just found out that it's $250,000 if you don't abide by the fucking law, and I'm going to wash your fucking ass and bring you to court. Instead of Bonnie saying, oh, can you give me money so I make sure that you do your job? That doesn't work, you know? And Sylvie Lemieux, the politics thing, you can't change politics by politics. You can't. You gotta fucking take them down.
It's like the best guy example I said was the guy saying it's like hiring a mafia guy to go in and change the mafia.
Yeah.
You'll never do it.
Yeah.
They can't think otherwise. Anyways, as far as the plan goes, Jacques, I mean, the thing is, yeah, we want to resonate what we're doing. I mean, we can, you know. I don't want
to. I agree.
Yeah.
But in my case, I already told you
there
is no resonation. I don't have a 4,000 following. You know, and that's the thing with simplicity, because I'm going to change the world.
Well, you're helping me bring monitors and TVs. That's helping.
Oh, yeah.
You're helping.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we have no problem
people,
in helping.
The base thing is...
We're all helpers. And one of the conclusions we made, okay, from helpers, if you're a helper, okay, you're always going to be sad in life, because you want to help, but you don't really know how to ask how to help. You don't ask, can I help you? How can I help you? You want to help, so you'll take the initiative to say, okay, I'm going to move this from here. I'm helping him.
Yeah.
But actually, he wants it there. So what happens is that because you wanted to help and you move that from there without asking, the guy's going to come over and says, why the fuck did you move that? And slowly and slowly, you get destroyed that initiative that you want.
True, that's true.
You know, and it's
but
very
that's
sad.
Why
that's why helpers are fucking crashed.
Yeah.
Helpers are
maybe
all fucking
say,
crashed.
Let's just collaborate. Because, okay, for instance, when you came here, I already knew I made a pile for you to pick up.
Yeah.
And I'm got, you know.
That worked well. Yeah.
Or when I show up to your house, you're like, okay, I want the insulation. You show me a bit of how to do it, and, you know. So it's collaboration with
and it's communication. That needs to be.
Oh, no. Yeah. In that case, there's no problem.
Yeah.
I help you out, you help me out.
Yeah.
For sure, here or there's good.
And I mean,
it could be 20 to help you.
I don't want to work with idiots who can't, and I have to explain every single thing, or I'm, you know, a mature, intelligent human being.
Yeah.
You know, that's the criteria.
All right.
But then we can help each other out. But if nobody else comes, because here you're dependent on the exterior. There's these guys, I don't know, but you're not renting to helpers, you're renting to renters.
But they are enjoying the thing. The thing is it's kind of like, okay, when coming to a party, some people, like if it's a potluck, some people can make an awesome casserole or cookies.
Yeah.
Some people cook worse shit and will burn everything that they try and cook.
Yeah.
But they have money they can bring to the party. So what these guys are doing is, well, they got some money, set them up in the accommodation they get to enjoy. Other people, so say you guys, you come, all right, you know, we clean the garden and then, okay.
We're rolling cigarettes. He's rolling cigarettes.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But that's it. So there's different, things. That's where, okay, well, if you guys want to be in a trailer, sure, why not? Or the meals are covered.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that...
Well, we actually don't care. We just don't want to sleep on the lawn.
No, enough. No one's sleeping on the lawn. No one's sleeping
I've
on the lawn.
I've slept on benches in Japan, you know, so it's not a matter of, you know...
No one's sleeping on the lawn.
Get the little chocolate and flower thing on the pillow, so...
Well, I mean, me too. I'm gonna go sleep in my bed tonight.
Figure it out for itself. Damning, you know, I think, well, he's not a dammer.
Yeah, we were doing for almost 2 hours.
Well, no, he's a cover guy.
Yeah, but we were playing together. Jamming is you come together, you know.
You get together.
Yeah.
Try to make something.
Like, sometimes a jam could be unplanned,
you know. There's all
that's the thing, that I'm speaking for him, but that's what I asked him. He doesn't go off food. He goes off food. He wants to be off food.
Yeah, but the thing is what we can do is we can solo, like he does his song, but then, say, Luke will come with a guitar solo, and, but different, like, you know, he's the anchor, and we're kind of, you know, floating around. Like, my beat, I can kind of play around with it, or, you know. The beauty of a jam. As long as it sounds good. Anyways, I like the idea of, you know, going trailer to trailer.
Make sure to dip down.
Well, yeah,
at
least if we
test
the trailers out, we say, hey, this doesn't work, and we do something with it. You know, make it work. And says, okay, this now is fine. You know, people. And that's Roll's idea. Says, well, at least if you guys are in the mod or using it, and then you say, well, this doesn't work, and we'll repair it. You know, so.
Yeah, and that's a great idea, because I didn't actually know that it was you necessarily. I thought, okay, maybe Eve was wanting a trailer instead of rooms live in. You know, I didn't know if it was, but again, if it's like only 2-3 days of the week or whatever it is.
Actually, the thing I said is, how can I help? See?
Yeah.
And it ended up like renting a room and stuff like that.
Because the guy where he's living,
he already
have
a place.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I mean, you know, I don't want you to get rid of your place.
Right. In the winter, I'm going to be stuck, and I like my place because in the winter, I'm close to everything. And,
But
I'm willing to help.
Play too, then it's fine.
Well, I like rotating. Is that Sunshine?
No, Sunshine. Sunshine's at home. It's in
Sunshine.
Brownies. All we have is the brownies left.
Bob.
Those brownies, you don't need a whole lot.
At Tabarnak, no.
Okay.
You almost poisoned everybody with that.
Oh, bad.
yeah,
I lost the day, man.
What?
I lost
you
the day.
Did?
I was like...
Me, not here, because I ate some the next day after. The next day after, I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, oh, bad. I was like... Actually, at some point, I was like, oh, am I going to
get... I said, no, I can't die off fucking brownies.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, oh, shit, then I got sick. I was like, oh, maybe I should get sick.
Because my heart really felt like it was pumping.
Yeah, hey, that was me too. Holy shit, yeah.
Can't die.
No.